Well, Georg Stengelberger, it's good to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. We want to talk about, well, your passion, one of your passions anyway, the big passion, the Phoenix Boys Choir.
Yeah, it's a lifelong passion. No, that's, it's going to, I'm 16 years now here, and I've been 30 years now in the business.
So well, that's, and the business goes back, I mean.
With the Vienna Boys Choir. Yeah. I was there for 13 years before I came over here, and I started on April Fool's Day, which was always a good start.
Well, one of the things from my days in the boys' choir mm-hmm. that happens every year is you graduate voices.
Yeah.
And then you've got the, you're missing some of that core that may have been there for a while. They read music real well. They can sight read. They can solfege, all that.
Well, I tell people always, I build up a new choir every year because I miss I'm losing always up to 50% of my choir.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've got to build up again, meld them together into a joint sound. It does take a couple of months until the choir really emerges to have that sound that I'm looking for.
So how many choirs are there now that you have under the
umbrella? Well, actually, we've just started some additional neighborhood choirs again, which is a wonderful, exciting thing for us. We've started a choir in Scottsdale in the Archways Academy. We've started a choir in Tempe at Broadmoor. We've started a choir at the Mesa Arts Academy, and we're starting a choir at the Bald School District. And I'm looking also to expand even further, perhaps to Peoria and places where we had been in the past, but due to the economic downfall, it was difficult to keep those choirs up. But now there's new momentum, and I'm very excited about that.
Recently, we lost a great champion of choral music, great choral arrangements for Christmas, and a champion of the boys' choir to the Phoenix Boys' Choir. It was
Sir David Wilcox.
It hit me hard because I can remember the pictures of he and Harvey and the,
well,
the nice things he said about
the picture is still in the choir building
of
him in front of him with Harvey and the boys in front of Royal Albert Hall. Very memorable moment and very important for the choir.
I was always real touched and. There's a recording that was made way back of the Ceremony of Carols.
Yeah.
And the audio's somewhat lacking because the
quality of those days.
The recording methods and the microphones are available now. But Sir David told Harvey, and that's one of my favorite recordings of that. Winter Wonderland will be happening at Camelback Bible Church, the first concert. That's on the 12th.
Yes.
That's a Saturday evening. Then American Lutheran Church on the following
Monday.
On the
14th, yes. That's a tradition for us always to go out to Sun City and be there. The audience loves us. And they especially love what we do in the second half. They haven't mentioned that even. We're doing excerpts from the Bach Cantata. We're doing a piece that I brought from Vienna. It's the Puri Concinite by Johann von Herbeck. I've brought another piece this year for the first time we're doing that. It's a duet called Heiligste Nacht by Michael Haydn.
Okay.
I'm very happy to bring that piece. And, of course, we're doing the Silent Night and the Hallelujah Chorus.
So Hallelujah Chorus, the big ending.
Yeah.
Everybody has a chance to stand up and stretch before
exactly.
And the boy choir Christmas winds up at Chaparral Christian Church on the 20th, a Sunday.
Yes, and that's our alumni concert where we always invite all our alums from the past to come up. Last year, I think we had 60 guys come up on stage to join us. They join us for the last two numbers, the Silent Night and the Hallelujah Chorus. And that's, you know, for me personally, that's to see all the old faces again. It's very touching and very emotional.
Well, it's part of the legacy the choir gives to the community.
Yes.